Here we go. As usual, Rabbi Eisenstein says good things. Close the door, please. So, about yeshiva part, the story about Rav Shechter Shlita. There's a famous story that's not true. And the true story is better than the non-true story. So it's like this. You have to know, back in the old days, the stipler wrote the Kilas Yaakov. The Kilas Yaakov is the classic sefer to learn, like the standard next step of Lumdus on the sugya. Rav Shechter calls it the Pashut Pshat. Like, the stipler was so clear in how he learned. Anyway, you learn the Kilas Yaakov. The art school footnotes quoted all the time. Now, the stipler had a thing. He didn't sell his books in bookstores because he didn't want you to buy the book and not use it. That was his thing. It's like wasting money. I was like, I feel the same way. That's why books aren't in whatever. So the books aren't in bookstores. So the way it was, like in the 70s and 80s, the stipler died in the mid 80s. The way it was is, you went to his house to buy the svarim. It was like an exciting experience. Either him or one of his kids was there. And sometimes you'd meet him, you'd say, what are you learning? I'm learning Kedushin. Oh, so I want to buy Kedushin. Gittin and Kedushin. And you'd get like just that, and then you'd get whatever you're learning for that. Let's say you're learning Suvas, so you might get two, like Gittin and Suvas. And that's what you would do. I had a friend, I went with him to meet the stipler, and my friend was so overwhelmed by meeting him, he couldn't learn a sefer for the next couple of weeks. Like, he'd shake when it opened. The stipler was a very scary person to meet. He couldn't hear. You'd write things down for him, and he was like awe-inspiring. Like, he looked very, very kadosh. Like he's a very scary person to meet. So the story goes, it's a famous story. Rav Shechter visits Israel and he wants to buy the stipler svarim. So the stipler says, what are you learning? What does Rav Shechter say?
Shas.
I'm learning Shas. I want to buy the whole set. Oh, you're learning Shas? He tested him in half a Shas, all of Shas. He knew, and he's holding the whole set. That story I heard many times. Many, many times. And then when Rav Shechter's around, I follow him around. That's what I do. And there was a guy, his first name was Yaakov. I forgot what his last name was. His first name was Yaakov. Talmud. And he went to Rav Shechter and he said, I heard this story about you. Is it true? The story that I just told. And Rav Shechter said, it's not true. Never happened. And then he said, once he was in Florida, he said, and the rabbi introduced him with this story. And he had to get up and say, I'm sorry, the story is not true. If you want the real story, come afterwards. He was embarrassed. He got married, didn't have kids for a little while, a couple of years. The Gemara says that when you go to Eretz Yisrael, it'll change mazel. So Rav Shechter said that he and his wife felt, maybe we're not going to move to Israel, but if we visit Israel, maybe it'll change our mazel to have kids. So we visited Israel, and now we have 9 children. So anyway, so it worked. So he went to the stipler and he asked him, he said, can I have a bracha for children? And Rav Shechter, what does he do at this point?
Cries.
He always cries. And the stipler gave us a bracha for children, and now we have 9 children. So he cries about that also. He put it on the list. Then Rav Shechter said, he asked the stipler for a bracha for atzlacha in learning. And the stipler said, there's no bracha for atzlacha in learning. The Gemara says, marbe be, what did I say? Marbe be,
yeshiva.
That's it, you have to learn. Sit and learn. So that's what he said. So that's the true story. So that's better. Now the non-true story could have been true, but it's not. That's the true story about Rav Shechter and the stipler. The stipler lived at number 10 Rashbam. Reb Chaim lived 23 Rashbam. Stipler lived at 10 Rashbam in Bnei Brak. Oh, yeah? No, when the stipler was alive, no.
No.
Now it's changed. Now you can get a. Now they changed it. They changed it. The system used to be.
Otis reprinted his actual handwriting. Stipler's handwriting.
Oh, really?
All set, yeah.
Okay, very good.
So exactly.
Anyway, so now the shul that they davened at was at the end of the block 2 Rashbam, and there was a chair at 6 Rashbam. Where the stipler would sit to rest on the way back and forth to shul if he got tired. That was like the special chair. The stipler lost his hearing, and he could barely hear. So I was there once because my father, she lived and be well, had a friend this friend developed the nuclear submarine in America. He's a genius. His name is Dr. Radkowski. A very chashuv person. You've heard the name. I don't know if you heard the name. You've heard the name Admiral Rickover? He was a famous guy in America. So he was his main second in command. He was his second in command. He made Aliyah. So the story goes that he helped develop Dimona for Israel. He didn't talk about it. You know, Dimona, the nuclear reactor. They say he worked on it, but he didn't talk about it. He got close with the Stipor. And he lived a 45-minute walk from the Stipor Shul. I spent Shabbos at his house. We walked to Daven by the Stipor. So what I'm saying now, I saw myself. So the Stipor Daven to the front of the Shul. Comes time for laning. He walks over next to the Balkori. Okay? Now you can barely hear. See this? So here's what they do. The Balkore would literally yell the entire laning. Ve'eile shemos ho'an. The whole thing was unbelievable. Because for the Stipor to hear, if he stood right there and the guy yelled, he could hear. So I was a kid. I was having fun. So I left shul and walked down the block. I wanted to see how far away could I go. At six, by the Stipor's chair, you could still hear. You could still hear the guy. It's very hard to do because you have to take a breath every two words if you're yelling. So that was my edus on the Stipor to do the mitzvah. Like the guy took a breath every two words and he yelled the whole lane. It took a very long time. He yelled the whole lane in. So the Stipor could hear. The Stipor was very special. With, you know, we discussed the story how we met it, right? The one date with his wife, the non-date. Yes, we discussed it. The Chazon Ish had a chashuv, a sister. He met the Stipor. He set them up for a date together. We discussed this. So the Stipor liked to learn 30 hours straight. He felt it was better, and then take a nap, and then to learn again. That was his thing. I wouldn't advise you trying that, but that was his thing. So he figured he had to take a train to meet his girl. He'll rest on the train. He can't learn on the train so well. So he learned 30 hours, and then he's going on the train. He's going to rest on the train. But then when he saw the seats, he was afraid there was shotness in the seats. Now, if there's shotness on a flat surface, there's no problem. But if you sit and it wraps around you, like you put a head on a pillow and it wraps around your head, it's like you're wearing it. He was afraid to sit down on the shotness because maybe it's suffix shotness. So he didn't sit the whole time. So he was, you know, I told you this story, no? That was a great story. So he's wiped out. He comes to the date, sits down, meets the girl, passes out, sleeps the whole date. He's out cold. Date ends. The Chazon Ish asks his sister, "How was the date? You know, how was the date?" She says, "Well, it was okay, but he slept the whole time. He slept the whole day. He fell asleep on his chair. He was up 30 hours, plus he stood on the train. You understand?" So Chazon Ish said to him, "What happened?" He told him the story. So the Chazon Ish told his sister the story. And of course, the happy ending is, "Oh, a guy like that, that's for me." She's the Chazon Ish's sister. So the Stipor had one non-date, let's talk about being from, one non-date with his with the girl, and they got married. So, right, but that's it. He didn't want to talk to the girl before he was married, so that he solved it. He went one date, didn't talk, fell asleep, and then he got married. the first words he ever said to her, that was a joke. But I assume he said other things too. But that's a story they tell. So the Chazon Ish was the Stipor's brother-in-law. That's why we discussed that Rebbe Tzachanievsky, right, had the best yichus like in the history of the world. If you, right, Rebbe Tzachanievsky, right? She was Rabbi Yoshi's daughter, Rabbi Arya Levine's granddaughter, married to Reb Chaim. Her father-in-law was the Stipler, and her uncle-in-law was the Chazon Ish. And then she was herself. Here's the word you have to know. Yichus is like a lot of zeros. If there's no one in front of it, it's a lot of zeros. You put a one, ooh, then it becomes $1 million. You got it? It's a good word. If you're a one, if you're a chashuv guy, then the yichus adds. If there's no one in the front of the yichus, yichus, but you're not a serious customer. Anyway, my lineup up the ground is, there's a rav named Rav Hartman, the one who writes the Maharals. Right? You're Rav Hartman. Rav Hartman, you would say he's very a chazak. Musar, direct, you know, he's...
A lot of energy.
What? A lot of energy, and he tells you...
He says he's nothing compared to Rabina.
They met once. I saw them talking. It was like very... Two type A personalities. Like really... Rav Hartman, the one who went to England. He turned all London around. It's unbelievable. He raised the whole level. One person, he raised the whole level of England, of London. So he talks about learning Bekiyas. This is a sharp line. Rav Shai would like this. He says you have to cover ground before
the ground
covers you. That's a sharp line about the importance of winning Bikias. That's a sharp line. That's Rav Hartman's line. That's a sharp line. Okay, but you have to know how to learn first, or else you're wasting your time. So you know how to learn. What are we talking about? Oh, the Stiper stories. So that's a famous story with the Stiper. The Stiper was different. He was so. There are a lot of stories about brachas from the Stiper, changing people's life. What? Yeah, I don't know enough about so much. You know, so whatever. She is a. Yeah, there's a book. The book. Everyone reads. People read the book. I had a schluss with her. So we go to the Dolim trip. I told you what to watch for the lunch. I gave you the picture. I told you. So Reb Chaim doesn't schmooze. He does sort of, you know, bracha batzvacha. But Reb Zakhanievsky, Aleh Shalom, she would schmooze with you. So she would daven masikin every morning. I don't know if people know that. She daven masikin with Reb Chaim in the woman's section. Right? You know that? So when you go to mitzvah Reb Chaim, sometimes waiting to go upstairs, she'd walk out to go back upstairs too. So once in a while we met her. And she would schmooze, she'd start giving brachos and hatzlacha and start talking and brachos. So it's like interesting, personality wise. She has I guess she's much more outgoing.
A representative of a big Talmud Chacham, is it the Indian to get a bracha from her?
I think so.
I
took my daughters when they got bas mitzvah to meet Rebbetzin Nevinson and get a bracha from her. And then a friend of mine did it too. And the friend told my wife that when she was there, some of their grandkids were running around, like jumping on the table. And Rebbetzin Nevinson dealt with it very calmly. So my wife's friend was happy. Oh, you know, even the Gedolim's grandkids, you know, do crazy things, and, you know, we're not just, you know, our kids. That type of thing. Anyway, so that's what. Yes. Because they are tzedekets themselves and the family. You know, it's all. There's a lot of kedusha going on there. Yeah. I'm sorry. What are you going to say?
Oh, Rabina said when he went to Chaim, he was like as interested in getting a bracha.
Right, right. Yeah, no, she was considered, her brachas were considered very big. People went to, what? She died a couple years ago. Lolaina was a surprise. No, she died younger than people expected. No, she wasn't so young, but it wasn't like, you know, it was a surprise type of thing. And, she was a big. So I had a schus, I talked about it on Shabbos. We're waiting there to go up to Reb Chaim. And a guy comes over to me and says, in Hebrew, do you speak English? I said, yeah. He said, come here. So somebody was in America, Lolaina was very sick. I assume they paid money like as a schus. And he called America that Rabbi Zakhanevsky should give a bracha to this girl on the phone. So, but she didn't know English. She didn't know Hebrew. So Rabbi Zakhanevsky got on the phone and gave her a bracha in Hebrew. And then he said, okay, so tell her what she said. So I got on and I told her what Rav Pesach and Evsky, then she, so I was the translator. I was a translator for Rabbi Tsikhanievsky's bracha. What? Put that in the book. I was a translator for Rabbi Tsikhanievsky's bracha to a young lady in America. I think it was in America. So, you know, it was.
Was she okay?
No, she was crying. The girl was crying away. I mean, whatever. I mean, she was crying and crying away on the phone. Not visibly, but she was crying away on the phone. Then. I was crying too. I started crying too. Put that on the list. I started crying too. Yeah. Anyway, so guys, this is you want to succeed in learning, you have to sit a lot. There's no, and this is a big thing in YU. A lot of you guys are going to YU. YU can be a great place. But in YU, there's a lot going on. And it's very easy to not be in your chair. Not doing averus, just not being in your chair. There's stuff to do. There's a this, there's a that, and you have to care. They have comfortable chairs in YU. They have carpeting in YU. It's a comfortable base, very comfortable base medrash. A lot of the books, they're all labeled nicely. It's a pleasant place to learn. But if you're not sitting in your chair, you're just not going to learn. And it's so easy. Just to be doing important things, you have to be sitting a lot, or else it's not going to happen. There's no solution. Anyway, guys, so that's what Eisenstein was talking about, and he's right.